From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top intelligence officials are asking whether Russia is really committed to a peaceful solution in Syria. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told lawmakers Thursday Russia may be considering putting more troops on the ground in Syria in order to bolster the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Clapper spoke to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Intelligence officials are saying, though, they have not seen any indications of a major uptick in Russian operations ahead of a midnight Saturday deadline for the cessation of hostilities. The United States will submit to the UN Security Council Thursday a draft resolution calling for new sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The move comes a day after the U.S. and North Korea's most important ally, China, agreed on imposing further sanctions on the North. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a stop in South Sudan Thursday to push the government and rebel forces to implement last year's peace accord. Mr. Ban's visit to Juba came as the two sides prepare to form a unity government. President Salva Kiir will remain in office while rebel chief Riek Machar will serve as first vice president. The U.S. Republican presidential candidates will hold another debate today. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz hope to curb the electoral momentum of the frontrunner, businessman Donald Trump. Trump has won three straight contests in New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Next Tuesday, which is sometimes called Super Tuesday, we'll see primaries in the caucus and caucuses in 12 states. Opinion surveys show Trump leading in many of those states. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional committee on Thursday that the government's current dispute with Apple is the most difficult question he has seen in government.
The San Bernardino litigation is not about us trying to send a message or establish some precedent. It really isn't. It's about trying to be competent in investigating something that is an active investigation.
Officials want Apple to help them unlock an iPhone used by the shooters in last year's terrorist attack in California. Apple has refused. Apple CEO Tim Cook told ABC News Wednesday that he believes the government is demanding his company produce software that could undermine the security of hundreds of millions of its customers. He said doing so would also trample fundamental civil liberties. Greece has recalled its ambassador to Austria following a dispute over the migrant crisis. Henry Ridgewell reports the recall followed an Austrian-hosted meeting with Balkan states that excluded Greece.
Several thousand refugees are stranded on Greece's border with Macedonia after travel restrictions were imposed Sunday. Macedonia, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia, and Austria appear to be denying entry to all refugees apart from Syrians and Iraqis. The migrants' refused passage were being bussed back to Athens. The Greek prime minister warned he would not allow the country to be turned into a warehouse of souls. A majority of EU states last year voted in favour of relocating 120,000 refugees across the bloc, but several Eastern European states are refusing to accept quotas. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval has asked that he be removed from consideration for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. The move comes a day after reports emerged that the White House was vetting him for a possible appointment. The 52-year-old Sandoval gave no explanation for the move. The United States has revoked an 84-year-old exemption in a trade law that allowed the importation of goods made by slaves and others forced into labor as long as demand exceeded supply. President Barack Obama signed a trade bill Wednesday that includes a provision closing the loophole in the law that went into effect in 1932. The new law goes into effect in 15 days. Somalia's president said Wednesday that between 180 and 200 Kenyan soldiers were killed when Islamist militants attacked an African Union base in southwestern Somalia last month. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud made the disclosure in an interview with a Somali TV channel. A Kenyan Defense Forces spokesman quickly denied Mohamud's claim. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.